All right, quiet on the set, because I'm about to eat some really good food. All right, enough of that. John Mellencamp here at 98.5 The Beach, Space Coast Greatest Hits, and Larry McKay here on a Whiskey Wednesday, celebrating Whiskey in the District, which is coming February 4th, Highland Avenue, the Ugali Arts District. Mike McBride is back with us. Hello. We had fun last week, didn't we?
We did. Happy Whiskey Wednesday to you, Larry.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's coming fast.
Yes, it is.
We'll give people information about how they can get tickets to this. There's all kinds of different ways they can get involved with it.
Right.
But you guys didn't bring whiskey this time. Brought food.
Exactly.
And it's sitting here. And it's unbelievable. And we took some pictures. Actually, we need to get some pictures. Go ahead. I'm going to get some pictures of this.
Tell us about
Whiskey in the District and some of our guests, too.
Well, today we're going to talk about the vault experience. So there's a lot of levels to Whiskey in the District. There's a ton of stuff going on Highland Avenue, all kinds of tasting tents, live bands, you know, food, VIP lounge, all that fun stuff. But there is a certain segment of whiskey lovers, collectors, just aficionados that are going to be on the second floor of Pineapples, you know, that wonderful three-story entertainment and eating venue.
We talked about that last week.
Yeah, right in the heart of EGAD. So they're hosting the Vault Experience this third time around. So it's improved multiple times over. We've got an awesome venue. We've got incredible whiskey that's going to be curated by Jim Farish of the Mansion. And we've got food that is going to be paired with a lot of these that we've brought a sampling of it for you today. And at this point, I'm gonna hand over to the general manager of Pineapples.
Yes.
Unless you got a question?
Well, not a question, a statement that we will be giving away gift cards to Pineapples here very soon. We'll give you details on that.
Well, and if we have to.
Yes. And, man, and we're going to be posting pictures of what I'm about to sample here on our Facebook page at Beach985. And you guys can, we'll tag in. You guys can share that as well. And, yes, let's turn it over to our guests. I'll let you introduce them. I'm going to prepare now for this sampling because I want to do this right. I've got the silverware. Okay, you guys, go ahead, Mike, and do the introduction. I am going to do what I need to do right here. And put this napkin right here.
We've got Pineapples Elite here. We've got General Manager Ernest Fanning, and we've got Executive Chef Ron. So, Ernest,
welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you for having us.
You really wanted to get involved with the Ugali Arts District, and this being our signature fundraiser, you have really stepped up.
Well, thank you, Mike. You know, we really wanted to get into with the EGAD area. Pineapples being new, it's very important to us to be involved with our community, and especially seeing the world reopen back up after the last few years. So we were excited, but then our chef, our talented chef that also took place at the National Restaurant Convention for the Rapid Fire, came up and said, you know what, I want to encompass the food around bourbons and whiskeys.
Nice.
So he has just done an outstanding job with the food, as he always does. So I'd like to introduce Chef Ron Clemente.
Chef Ron, here, I'll do the clapping sound effect here. There we go. Oh,
there you go. It sounds wonderful. Thank you very much. What we got today is just a little bit of sample of what we might be doing for the Whiskey in the District. What you're going to be eating is a filet mignon. What I did is I kind of cubed it into the squares, and it's about 10 inches long. What I did is I took some cocoa nib, and that's just basically chocolate in the raw.
Wow.
And then I took some espresso, and I blended them together with a little bit of salt. So that's what it's encrusted in. So you'll get a little bit of chocolate flavor, and then you get a little bit of the coffee flavor, the espresso. Then it just quick seared. It should be like medium rare to rare. What we did is we pickled some peppers, some shallots, some garlic. You might see a few little pieces of orange rings in there, because when I pickle, I kind of like that little citrus flavor.
Sure, yeah.
So then it's topped with microgreens. So if you give it a try, I think you'll like it. And then the demi-glace, the demi-glace on top is just our demi-glace. And that also has, I didn't know exactly what we were going to pair with for whiskey, so I did use our Jack Daniels. It was a single barrel Jack Daniels, better than just a regular one. And it has the also has the cocoa nib and the espresso in it with a demi-glace.
So Mike's laughing at me over here because he knows that I can't wait to dig into this right here. He's over here just laughing. Okay, so here we go. We're going to dive in. And, And Ernest, thank you. And Chef Ron, thank you. And Mike, why don't you tell folks how they can get involved while I do this public service for the folks. I do it because I care. I'm going to sample this now and give you my honest opinion. So please tell us how we can get involved with Whiskey in the District.
Sure. While Larry's taking one for the team, poor baby, you can go to whiskeyinthedistrict.com, which is on egadlife.com, to actually buy your tickets. There's a limited number available, particularly with the Vault experience. So if you're a real high-end whiskey lover, you know, buy those now before they're gone, because we can't take more. And I don't know. I'm getting some looks from Larry now. How you doing over there,
I have
bud?
No idea what you just said, but this is off the charts. This is something you can get at Pineapples.
You get something similar, but that's we created this for the pairing.
Mm. How about that?
So this is special. This is going to be at the pairing.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, this would be paired with one of the...
well, so I was going to ask you, what are we pairing
with? Yeah, one of the whiskeys there. I haven't came up with exactly which ones we'll be pairing with what, but we're probably going to do maybe... I like to do some deer meatballs as well, so...
Oh, really? Wow.
We'll get some exotic meat, some deer, some venison, which is the same. Maybe a little bit of elk, so we're going to try to do a little bit of pairing with some meat that might go a little good, a little better with whiskey.
He has elevated his game.
Oh, my goodness. Chef Ron. I'm telling you guys. Now, quickly, we're running out of time. But, Mike, you told me about Pineapples that there's an astronaut involved with this. Right? I didn't know this.
Oh, well, yeah. Owner Steve Young actually went up into space last year. And
he's involved with the restaurant.
Well, yeah, he's the owner of it. So,
well, that's pretty involved.
That's very involved.
And going into space. And, he's a busy guy.
You know, and he's a supporter of EGAD. And
I didn't know that.
We appreciate the level of support that Pineapples has basically given us. And, you know, God bless him.
Yeah, Steve Young, our owners. I always say he's from outer space just because he's a kind, amazing guy. And I hope he's listening. But, yes.
I hope so, too.
He's been great. And we always feel great about giving back to our community, especially in the EGAD area.
Yeah, and it's such a great cause. The Ogele Arts District just getting more and more beautiful. And like I mentioned to Mike last week, I had left the area for about 8 years. When I came back, I had not seen Pineapples. So I'm coming back from the beachside, and I'm, what is this? Oh, just a beautiful sight when you go into the Ogele Arts District, and it's just getting better and better, and this event will help with that.
Well, yeah, it is, and it is Brevard's Art District, so you don't just have to be a whiskey lover to support. If you're an art lover of all kinds of arts, you know, by all means, support Whiskey in the District.
And we hope folks will do that. Get involved, whiskeyinthedistrict.com, tickets and so forth. You don't want to miss out on this event. February 4th, Highland Avenue there. Ernest, Chef Ron, thank you so much for coming in. Anytime you want to stop by. This is so good.
Yes.
Anytime. Hey, also, so nice of you guys to provide some gift cards for folks to sample Pineapples there and some of the great food. And after tasting your work here, Chef Ron, you have my full endorsement.
Thank you.
Just amazing, amazing. So I tell you what we're going to do. Mike, we talked about this. We're going to give you a chance to get a $50 gift card to Pineapples right now on the beach lines at 321-242-9850. We actually have two cards, and evidently the phones, that flashing right there, folks must be onto us there. So we're going to give it away to caller 9, but we have a second card. And we talked about this. We always seem to leave out caller 8 because that's the ultimate loser, isn't it? Caller 8, because we always do caller 9 on contests. Caller 8, nobody wants to be caller 8, but you do now. So callers 8 and 9 will get the $50 gift cards to Pineapples. Pineapples today making caller 8 a winner. That's amazing. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. I'm going to give you another applause. There you go.
Thank
callers
you,
8 and 9, you got the Pineapples. Whiskey in the District, February 4th, Highland Avenue, the Ogele Arts District. Get your tickets at whiskeyinthedistrict.com. And good luck from 98.5 The Beach. I'm going to finish this.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.